This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
I'm so pleased to introduce to all of you Quantrilla Ard, who goes by Quani, but Quantrilla is her official author name inside Chicken Soup for the Soul. I'm speaking now, and Quantrilla, or Quani, is one of the people I spoke to, second half of 2020, when we were deciding to make this book. And so, Quani, you really had an influence on me. And I would say you're one of the godmothers of Chicken Soup for the Soul. I'm speaking now.
Wonderful. I love it. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, it was really good talking to you back then. And I'm so excited about this book. It became a real passion project for me and Brina Clark, who I worked with. And I think it came out great. And I know everybody who's in it is so excited. You know, you got into the book out of thousands of submissions that we had. So without further ado, can you please share this amazing poem that you wrote for the book, which is called An Introduction?
Yes. An introduction. Hey, y'all, it's me. Yep, still here, fighting. Showing up, fixing meals and kissing boo-boos, doing holy work, resisting with joy and confidence, taking pride in rest, loving my husband, gathering knowledge, you know, those regular things, passionately creating spaces that are safe and warm and life-giving, looking into the eyes of my children, wondering what the world will be like for them. Will they know peace? Will they finally get the chance to live as a human being, not as a construct determined and defined by others? Yes, we are Black. Black is beautiful. It glistens, it warms, it comforts, but it also draws attention. Attention of which it never asks. So I must weep and pray, teach and tell of the horrors from which our Blackness has come. Yet, joy is there too. Happiness, connection, culture, community, identity. I sprinkle joy around like confetti. I am a Black woman, sophisticated, educated, and melanated. My sons are young kings who have brilliance in their veins. They rise like the sun on the horizon. My daughter is a little queen who commands respect with the corners of her smile and the smooth glide in her gait. My husband is the rock and cornerstone of our home, the strength and virtue of our family. His presence is not a threat. It is safety and peace. We hold space as equals. We hold space as experts in our fields. We laugh and we love. We are image bearers holding up the light of truth and the banner of justice. That's my introduction. I'm still here, slaying giants and making it plain, holding hands and crossing intersections of racism, sexism, and everything else, advocating for a better life that rushes like a waterfall, splashing drops of value and equity everywhere, taking time to smell the roses, all while reminding folk why thorns have a purpose. Yep. Hey, y'all. It's me. Unbroken, unwavering, and unapologetic.
Wow. I mean, I know I've read this poem many times because, you know, Breen and I chose it for the book, but it's really something to hear you actually performing it. It's just amazing. And I guess the way you ended it, unbroken, unwavering, and unapologetic, really, those words describe this entire collection.
Yeah.
This entire I'm Speaking Now collection. That's exactly what it is. Unbroken, unwavering, and unapologetic, presenting truth and what is really going on. Thank you so much for being such an important part of this.
Oh, thank you, Amy, for providing this opportunity.
Well, I know we'll see you in the pages of many more Chicken Soup for the Soul books to come because you're such a talented writer. So really grateful I got to meet you last fall and that it led to you being a part of this book. And we will work together again in the future.
Yes, so, I look forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Thanks so much for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you, Amy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Amy Newmark, and I am so pleased to have Ellen Pinnock with us today because she wrote the amazing poem that we chose to start the entire collection of Chicken Soup for the Soul. I'm Speaking Now. Ellen, thanks for coming on the podcast today to share your poem.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
So I guess without further ado, why don't you go ahead and read your poem? Because the message is really right there. There's no point in me talking about it. It's all in your words.
Okay, thank you. So my poem is called The Gift. And my gift is my voice. My voice is a gift. It strengthens and encourages, has the power to uplift. For so long it was stifled, turned down and smothered. Muted, disregarded, diminished, and covered. All the while inside, emotions wildly rioted. It was always hushed, little black girl. Time and time again, I was quieted. My voice has many labels, angry black woman, loud and all-knowing, when really what it is my truth overflowing. I am an amplifier of voices that were forced into submission. No longer only speaking when spoken to, I don't need permission. From now on, I will speak when I desire, and I will say whatever I please. My voice may move some to action. My voice will bring some to their knees.
Perfect poem for starting a book called I'm Speaking Now. You really led it off perfectly, and then there were 111 women after you sharing their voices.
Amazing.
Yeah. How has it been for you being in our book?
So, yeah, I think I was very surprised. So I've been writing a really long time. But it wasn't until this year when I really started to advocate and get involved in anti-racism work and stuff in my community that I felt like maybe I should start sharing some stuff out because, you know, so many people seem to be able to relate to the same things I was going to, particularly Black women. And then someone sent me the link to the Chicken Soup for the Soul I'm Speaking Now submissions. So I just submitted it, not really thinking anything. And then when I got the initial email, I couldn't believe it. And then when I got the second email that it was definitely going into the book. And then when I got the books and saw where my poem was, like I cried for 2 days because I was just so excited. And this just meant so much to me that, you know, I was in this book with these collective of phenomenal Black and brown women. I was elated. I still am. I am.
Well, thank you for being in the book. We were so pleased to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I know you'll be part of getting the word out about the book and promoting it, and we really do appreciate that. So thanks for coming on the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.